The figure standing in front of you is one of the best known exhibits of the Grünes Gewölbe. His train normally carries a large stone fragment studded with emeralds. This is one of the most valuable objects in the museum's collection, and it has just disappeared. The Leipzig artist Bertram Hauder has temporarily taken it away and put something else on the tray. Unremarkable crystals, rarely seen and unknown to most people. We are looking at anthropogenic substances. But what does that mean? In contrast to the emeralds that originated naturally from ancient rock strata, these anthropogenic substances are the result of human activity. Most of them arose accidentally, often as byproducts of mining operations. For a long time, humans have regarded nature as inexhaustible and stable. Yet, on a global scale, humans change and destroy the sensitive systems of the Earth. For this reason, one even speaks of a new geological epoch called the Anthropocene, which means the age of humans. By intervening in this important historical sculpture, the intention is to dig deeper into an already painful subject. The so-called Moor, who laughs so warmly and is often admired only on account of his beauty and value, can tell us unpleasant things about the colonial legacy of Europe. And by exchanging the emeralds for these anthropogenic substances, our view is broadened out. The colonial rule of humans extends not only to their fellow humans and their immediate living environment, but also to the whole animate and inanimate world. Interesting information and introductory texts on the figure and the objects displayed on the tray are available. You can find them either here on the website or in the accompanying booklet. Please feel free to return the booklet should you decide not to keep it. After leaving the historic collection rooms through the airlock, you may examine impressive enlargements of the very small crystals lying here. Also, the emerald cluster may be seen there. Thank you for your attention.